The Wildcats basketball team won their second straight district game in a row as they topped Hallsville 43-38 in Wildcats Gym Tuesday night. The Wildcats allowed only 14 second-half points to the Bobcats, and defense was a big key to victory, according to Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta.
We really make that a strong emphasis, and probably 80-90% of our practices are just focused on our defense. We believe if you can stop people from scoring, you'll have a chance to win any game. So it was a good effort by them last night.
Yeah, defense is hard work, and so I know for players, it's much more fun to have the ball, to shoot, and do the offense, but defense is work, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You really have to get a group of guys that really want to buy in. There's nothing glamorous about being a good defender. You're not going to be in the newspaper for being in the right spot and just doing the little things, like blocking out. But we started off slow and not really understanding how successful we can be if we do these things. But we're starting to really get it, and it's paying off. So.
And then on offense, the play of two players really carried the team last mm-hmm. night. They actually outscored Hallsville by themselves, of the two guys, Jalen Dugan 23 and Kane Cody had 16.
Absolutely, they do a good job of scoring the ball for us. It's tough at times, and like I said earlier, we kind of ride on Jalen's back at times, and Kane does a good job of giving us a mix and a low presence as well, so they did a good job of contributing.
And I know Kane, especially the last couple of games, not only, trying to score, but he's really expending a lot of energy. He was giving up 4 inches to a big, tall fellow last night from Hallsville.
Oh, absolutely. I can't give him enough credit. He just battles. He's one of those guys that are undersized, but he has a lot of heart, and that carries him a long way. So what he can't do on the offensive end, he definitely makes up for it on the defensive end. So he did a really good job.
And we talked about Simeon Taylor last time, had a huge steal right at the end of the game when it looked like Hallsville was trying to come back and everything, and made a big steal down and took it the other way.
Absolutely. He's done a really good job for us. He's just I told him at the beginning of the season, I said, I don't even want to put you on varsity. You're not ready, I don't think, but I'm going to throw you in the fire and see what happens. And he's done a real good job of handling it, and there's going to be mistakes. All my kids are going to make mistakes at times, but he's made plays when plays need to be made, so it's really helped us.
Now a road trip to Pine Tree, and I'm amazed at the amount of scouting you've done. And tell us what you've seen with Pine Tree this year.
Absolutely. They're a real well-coached team. Coach Dowell does a good job with them. They're very disciplined. They got two posts, probably about Kane size. He's not going to have to guard a 6'8 kid, but he's going to have to guard more of a scrappier, thicker kid who's pretty athletic. And they have two of those down at the block. And they'll just work the ball around, really patient. They'll run the offense for 30 seconds apiece. They're not extremely great shooters that I know of. But they do a really good job of getting the ball down, and they're scrappy. On defense, they'll play half-court man, and they'll get in you, and they'll dive for loose balls. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
KSST Sports.